日读经的经文是在哥林多后书五章十七节。
Today's scripture is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come. Thank you.
Thank you. 大家好。
你好。
Good morning.
自我介紹先，我是 Anna， 中文名叫盧徐珊。我先生姓林，有三個女，嚟咗盟軍差唔多二十年啦。我由2003年由香港嚟到美國，嫁咗俾我老公 Stanley。同年七月咧就有咗個大女 Megan。當時我喺懷孕期間咧，好辛苦嘅，因為成日嘔啊。同埋就好多時我老公同老爺奶奶對翻咗工，咁好多次都得我一個人喺屋企。有時唔舒服咧，又唔想話啊，同我香港嘅父母講，因為有時唔想佢太擔心。唔該唔該。所以好多時諗嘢俾我諗喺一邊，成日轉牛角尖。有時諗嘢啊，或者做事都好執着，好似覺得自己啊樣嘢都係啱嘅咁樣。當好多時遇到困難嘅時候咧，就唔識得去依靠神。咁喺2003年開始，我就跟我丈夫同奶奶就嚟到盟軍教會。每次聽完到之後，我就覺得啊，個心靈好平安，好安慰，個人放鬆咗好多。有一次張天祥牧師蒙召，咁我就俾聖靈感動下，有一首決處信咗主耶穌。雖然我經過咁長嘅時間都仲未洗禮，但是主一直都没有放弃过我。我信靠主之后，我开始觉得自己改变自己，不再成日都觉得自己很啱，开始懂得去体谅别人，还有懂得帮助别人，每天都懂得去跟身边的人去祷告。在经文中我最喜欢的一段就是《哥林多后书》一章四节，我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。神的应许，我认罪悔改，信主得救。我好细个已经识得背一段，就系神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。我明白，我哋唔单只要因信称义，更要成圣成义。喺2018年。 我爸爸为人复活，促使医生说佢可以切除肿瘤，但初时我哥同我细佬都话爸爸唔肯做手术，佢叫我劝佢，因为我爸爸系好锡我，可能家中净系得我，即系我呢个女，我劝咗佢做手术，佢后来一肯，但系当。仿佛个肚子好咗不光，佢眼病已经扩散咗，佢短短两个礼拜，佢身体跌得急转直下。嗰阵时我哋一家赶住翻香港去探佢，来我先生叫我留低去照顾个爸爸。他和我老爷奶奶就带着三个女儿回美国，在这个一个月里面，我觉得每一天都很难过，因为见到我爸妈每一天都吃不到东西，一天比一天这样瘦下去。后来我弟父他个牧师嚟到我爸爸面前传福音，问佢：你愿唔愿意交托不住俾个主耶稣？相信佢系唯一嘅真神。我爸爸佢愿意。当时我同我爸爸讲：你觉得唔舒服、辛苦，尝试同主耶稣基督倾下偈。他会令你的心情放松，虽然最后他都离开了我们，但他很平安睡着觉地离开了。在这一次我感觉得到，我究竟是否劝错了他做手术呢？我一直都很伤痛，很自责。后来我一直都逃避班教会，再没有一次依靠神。隔了一段时间，我再回到教会，再听到神的话，令我感觉得很平安。我再藉着祷告求神帮助我走出这个阴霾伤痛，很感恩在这段期间，我爸爸在个病历期间，教会上下的兄弟姊妹都为他们祷告。我也都很多谢我丈夫和我老爷奶奶的体谅，照顾我三个女，等我在香港可以安心照顾我爸爸。其实原来神一直为我准备的安排。在这次之后，我更加珍惜和我家人相处，学习怎样去交托一切给神。因为神他其实一直都照顾我，去指引我。在2020开始，疫情开始，对我来说我有很多的得着，因为疫情的关系，我有机会上网去参加团契。我在2023年，很多谢 Sandy 他邀请我，同埋 Shadow 邀请我加入这个娱乐团。2025年由 Shadow 带领我们 同行漫步主话中，每一天我哋都可以去认识多啲神。我亦都好感谢我哋嘅团友，一路都好爱我，好爱护我。有好多事我有啲经文上唔明白，佢哋都好耐，好有耐性咁样教我。我好开心同佢哋一齐学习。今日我好开心可以喺众人面前见证我所信嘅系一位又真又活嘅神，亦决定我跟随神作主嘅门徒。让我哋一齐祷告，亲爱主耶稣，感谢你。我知道自己有唔多好多不足嘅之处，但你对我不离不弃。求主你警醒我，使我每一日都有谦卑顺服嘅心，做你一个喜悦嘅人。求神引领我。以上祷告是奉靠主耶稣得胜的名义求， Amen。
So allow me to give a little summary of my sister Anna Lamb. She just gave her testimony. Her summary was basically she moved to the U.S. In 2003 from Hong Kong, and she started a new life and also married a husband, Stanley Lamb. At that time, that year, same year, she also gave birth to her oldest, first child, first daughter, Megan. During her pregnancy, there was extreme difficulties, and there was many sickness, morning sickness, loneliness, also homesick at that time when she first moved here carrying the child. There was no friends, she has only family nearby, her husband's family nearby, but her immediate family was in Hong Kong. She kept her struggle inside, within herself, and then gradually developed some emotional stubbornness, and she got stuck within herself. So over time, she depended on herself only and relied on her own strength. But through an incident, because her father was diagnosed with cancer in Hong Kong, at that time she flew back to Hong Kong to take care of her, father, and her sister-in-law also invited the pastor, visited their homes and also prayed with her father to accept Jesus Christ. At the time, she was encouraging her father to do cancer surgery, but however, her father also eventually passed away. She got struggles and also blaming herself that she made a wrong decision of suggesting her father to have that surgery. And later on, after she came back into the state, she gradually came back to attend church, and she felt that God had never left her. She'd been attending church for a long time, but she has never really decided to follow God until one day that the pastor made an altar call, so she decided that she never professed her faith. And later on, after this incident of her father, she felt that the Lord has never left her and been providing and gradually guiding her back into Him. So, and because of the pandemic, during COVID time, she got the opportunity to attend a lot more online meetings through the church, through worship and fellowship. Particularly in 2023, she was invited by Sister Sandy and Shadow to ask, invite her to join the Enoch Fellowship. And through that fellowship and community of Christians, they've been guiding her, praying with her. She's been growing her understanding about God. She knows that God loves her, and through this loving fellowship, she decided that I want to get baptized. So that after her life been now trusted in God and being transformed from the old into new, she humbly continued to learn of what is it being to be a Christian and to be compassionate to people and praying for others people. And at the end, she gave a prayer like this. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you. I know that I have many shortcomings, but you have never abandoned me, Lord. Lord, I ask that you renew me daily to have a humble and obedient heart, to be a person pleasing to you. God, please guide me. I pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
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 在 Anna 姊妹的见证里面，我们学懂了我们要存着一个感恩的心，每天过着